empty room, voiceless crew at the edge of the moon,
In a rare day recording, Eric, it is episode 65. I can see the sun is
so bright,
almost melting your face.
So bright.
As a vampire, you must be struggling, and it's just too bad. I'm not
a vampire.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not a vampire.
But I can see the smoke as your skin is cooking.
No, from that's not true.
From the daylight.
That's not true.
It's a little rough.
It's just my skin.
It's flecking off. Like, I can just see.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'll try and keep it together for the show.
It's the Empty Room Podcast, episode 65, and we have a lot to talk about. There's some great stuff out there. Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Let's start with the bad news.
All right. The Biden administration is continuing to do everything that us conservatives are not happy with. You have the news that they are looking to raise taxes for the first time in forever on everybody.
Yep.
Hooray.
Good job.
They're going to go for the guns. Gun control is right around the corner. I heard next week is when they're going to start deliberating.
Cold, dead hands, sir. Cold, dead hands.
And they haven't taken any questions since being elected.
Well, I mean, he's...
He hasn't.
He's been safe in his bunker.
And we still have an issue at the border as well, with thousands of children being detained in a detention center.
Well, shit, we're going to need more cages then.
So all in all, not good.
Not good at all. I mean, but what can we expect from a puppet president with dementia?
This is true.
He's also allegedly kind of a pedophile. But anyway...
So I think this is the way to go from here on out, Eric. Every episode from here till the end of this presidency will just spit out what's happening really fast. And then we'll move on to the stories we really want to talk about what's going on in the world today.
Yeah, because all the stories that have to do with Biden are going to just suck. So we're just going to run through them really quick and say, hey, look how much it sucks. We told you. And move on from there.
We certainly did. So now here are the stories that are going on in the world today that we like, or maybe dislike, or maybe we find interesting. Could be one of three.
That's really what it comes down to. If it's interesting, I mean, everything is going to be more interesting than what Biden's doing, with the exception of a few things here and there, cold dead hands.
Okay, so the first story that I want to talk about is the company Audi. Audi has decided to... stop development on all combustion engines. They're going to go the electric route completely. They're jumping both feet into the Tesla world and going with non-combustion. So I find that interesting. I mean, what do you think about the idea of eliminating gasoline?
It's going to have to happen eventually anyway. Probably not for...
Does it, though?
Eventually. I mean, if they are correct and... fossil fuels eventually do run out, we'll need something else.
Right, but electricity isn't the answer.
I never said it was the answer.
I'm just saying electricity, for what these guys are talking about, still runs on fossil fuels.
No, that's true. That is true, but it's just...
But you'd be amazed how many people don't know that.
Yeah. We're going to need to find something else eventually.
Allegedly.
This isn't the answer. It's probably a step in a quasi-correct direction, but I don't know.
I mean Audi's a very expensive car, and for them to go this direction, I can only imagine that's going to increase the price of trying to get a vehicle.
You would think so. And they're trying to compete with, what's his face?
Tesla, yeah.
And that's probably not going to end very well for Audi. But we'll see.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I thought that was a very interesting opening pitch by Audi saying, hey, we're just not going to do the combustible engine anymore. You're going to have to get an electric car. which we'll see how that works for them, because I have a feeling that if they can't sell any of those, they'll change directions and go back.
It's like, you know what we said about not doing the combustion engine thing anymore? We were joking.
It was just to see what would happen. Yeah. We're not really
please,
doing that.
Please come back.
So, Eric, are you a fan of Russia?
No.
Well, you might be now.
I doubt it.
Russia announced, the collective government of Russia, headed by the Putin guy.
Putin.
Announced that they will ban Twitter in 30 days if they do not take down all child porn content. I'm okay with that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, even a bad place can do something right once in a while.
Is that like a blind squirrel finding a nut?
Yes. Broken clock is right twice a day.
That was the other one I was going to go with. There's some other ones too, like a blind sheep shaving its ass or something like that.
I don't think that's a thing. But obviously that's a great thing. We should probably follow suit.
Agreed.
But I know we won't because, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to go there. Let's move on.
Joe's kind of flicking through Twitter
We don't know that. That's unsubstantiated. Let's move on to Columbia University. Columbia U has decided they're going to have segregated graduation ceremonies for blacks, Latinos, LGBTQ, and whites. And I think there was another one. I think there were six total.
I wouldn't be surprised if they just told the white kids to stay home. We'll mail you your fucking diploma.
So segregation is back.
Yay!
And it's not racist, but it is, but it isn't somehow.
But it is, but it isn't. Ugh. But it is.
This is the type of story that makes me sad because you fight for the people that actually went through real racism, who fought to get, you know, unity. I mean, must be spinning in their graves, I would think.
It's pretty awful.
Just awful.
But there is a bright side.
There is?
Soon, once again.
Don't say it. Whatever you're going to say, just don't. Let's move on.
I'm going to say it.
Soon. I got a feeling it's going to be bad, and I don't want it to be bad.
Yeah. White only water.
No, stop. Come on. Don't do that. He doesn't mean that. That's terrible.
This is what they want.
No. Nobody wants that.
It'll be the reverse. It'll be black only water fountains.
Maybe. I hope not. I mean, we're supposed to be the melting pot, man. Like, we're supposed to be the...
Hey, look, I'm just going with what they're...
I know,
selling, man.
I know, but I really don't want that. We have worked so hard.
No one in their right mind actually wants that. Mm. It's fucking stupid, but this is who's in charge right now.
Yeah, true. Very true. So the New England Patriots, I got to move on because I can't deal with that story anymore. The New England Patriots are New England Patriots, as we are New England folk. I mean, granted, my favorite team was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because, you know, they won the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady did his thing, and Tom Brady's a hero.
Sure.
But the New England Patriots have gone wild in the first day or two of free agency. They've signed two Pro Bowl caliber tight ends to really booster up a tight end that wasn't really playing well. They really didn't have a tight end game. And then they've got two new receivers. They're bringing in some edge rushing, and I mean – they're doing everything they need to do to compete. Now, do you think, Eric, that this is Bill Belichick saying, all right, Tom had his fun. Now we got to go get him.
Well, I know. I think he got embarrassed because that was the big question once for the last few years of the Belichick-Brady era and following was that, hey, who needs who more? Does Brady need Belichick more? Or does Belichick need Brady more? And it became quite clear. And there's variables at play, obviously, but it became clear to everyone that Belichick needs Brady more because Brady just proceeded to romp ass and get another Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the thing that people don't realize, and I don't know if we've spoken about this before, but you can be a fantastic coach. You're going to be one of the best coaches in the world. But if you don't have the horses, it's really hard to get it done. And I think what happened to the Patriots last year was that they were depleted in a lot of ways. There were plenty of players that opted out due to the COVID stuff anyway, which was on the defensive end mainly. And then you had not a lot of good weapons for Cam Newton. And Cam Newton was sort of getting back to, you know, it took a while for him to get his feet underneath him. And they re-signed him. So we'll see Cam Newton again. but with new players all over the place, with, again, those two tight ends. I think one's name is Hunter, and I forget the other guy's name. Oh, it's terrible. I should know this now. But I don't. No, yeah, it is Janunu Smith, I think that's who it was. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's right. And then two wide receivers coming in and some more defense help. So Belichick's going for it, not messing around.
Nope. He was definitely embarrassed by last year.
No, I don't think he could still compete with my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but
– Well, I have no idea.
You don't know until you play the games, and that's why they do it. But totally understand. Patriots going wild in free agency. Let's go back to politics. Kim Jong-un's sister threatens Joe Biden. Did you hear about this?
No.
She basically said, don't cause a stink or else.
Well, you know, those old people, they don't really have full control of their flatulence. So, you know, one might squeak out. And if it does, then we're all in trouble. So, I don't know. What the hell is she talking about?
Well, I think the Biden administration has been trying to get Kim Jong-un on the phone for a bit, and Kim Jong-un has been ignoring and annoying to Biden. You know, really hasn't taken his call and hasn't been interested in talking to him because he thinks Biden is weak.
Well, he is.
He is right.
He's very right.
He's not Trump, who displayed strength, and Kim was worried about what Trump was going to do. I don't think he gives two shits about what Biden's going to do, and he's just going to go do what he wants to do. And somehow somebody got in front of Kim Jong-un's sister, who's allegedly an heir for the throne if Kim Jong-un
dies,
removed somehow.
Well, you say removed, but we all know what that means. It means he's dead.
It means pink mist time.
Yeah.
And or the other two, ill and the father, died of natural causes, though. So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be...
Sure, natural causes, that's what it was.
But we do know what happened to Kim Jong-un's brother. Remember the story about those two teenagers who thought they were on a game show and basically rubbed, cyanide and something like that in the dude's face at an airport?
Yep.
And that's how he was murdered.
Died.
So, you never know, but she was next in line, and she basically said, hey, tell Biden, don't cause a stink or else. So,
or else what? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
You really got nothing to do over there. What are you going to do? Starve at us?
I don't know. Could be anything. Could be anything. So we talked a little bit briefly in the beginning about the illegal immigration crisis with thousands of kids in detention centers. And also now thousands are going to be housed in the Dallas Convention Center. So, there's craziness at that border. I think all hell's breaking loose.
Yeah.
Not great.
This is ridiculous.
Not great.
This is what you voted for.
True. True.
Well,
true,
not true. Me. Not you.
Nope.
Not,
oh, no.
Not many people, but supposedly enough to win.
80 million, apparently. That's the rumor.
The most popular. Fuck. Can we just move on?
Okay. How about the Washington Post? Did you hear about this? This is a breaking story. It was all today and yesterday, I believe. The Washington Post lied about the quotes from the Trump phone call to the Georgian official. Do you remember this? So after the election was over, you still had that runoff in Georgia.
Yeah.
And there was a leak of some sort that said that Trump contacted the Georgian officials and said, find the fraud. You know, you'll be a hero, amongst other things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, it was spun as if Trump was pressuring the Georgian officials to do something that was illegal and blah, 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 blah. Well, the other day, the Washington Post issued a retraction saying that never happened, that there was a phone call made, but they had no access to it and had no idea what was said, and that those quotes were basically made up.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I love how nothing is going to happen because of that.
And what's worse is that when the Democrats impeached Trump for the second time, they quoted that line that didn't exist. I mean, Trump should sue him and take him to the bank, take him to the
woodshed. He should destroy them so much that he should just own them.
Yeah.
He should just buy them. It's like, you're mine now.
Yeah, it's just awful. I couldn't believe it. And everyone should be really upset because, you know, the lefties don't care because the ends justify the means. But, like, everyone should be really upset about this because
God, I wonder what it's going to take for us to get to the, for I say us, but conservatives to get to the point where the ends justify the means.
I don't think we ever will, because that's not who we are. We believe that the means is what is has to be noble, or else you don't want to sink to their level. But at the same time, one of the reasons Trump was president and popular was that he would fight back and use the same tactics, but using the same tactics, but also using truth. He was just a bare knuckle brawler, which none of our guys are. But anyway, we should all be pretty bummed about this, because if they can lie to sway particular situations, I mean, what's stopping anybody from being lied about and then action being taken and then quietly the retraction and you face the consequences? It's horrible. Truth and merit are going out the window, and it's very sad.
Yep.
So, moving on, Drew Brees retired, one of the best QBs of all time. And, we wish him well. He's going to be in Canton soon, sooner than not. I mean, I think he holds the all-time passing yards. I think he's the all-time guy there. And he's second in almost everything else to Tom Brady. So, I just thought it worth noting he's stepping away, and there was rumors that was going to happen, and those rumors have been substantiated. He's stepping away. Meanwhile, and this is probably my favorite story, Eric, okay, of the opening round, Georgetown basketball wins the Big East title. Okay, they were the eighth seed, and they won. You know, they had to go through four different opponents, all ranked higher, and upsetting Villanova, I think, in the semifinals. And then winning the final, all while there was this controversy going on with Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing is the head coach for Georgetown.
Okay,
he took over, and has turned them into a competitive club. And the Big East tournament took place in Madison Square Garden. As he entered Madison Square Garden, now remember, Patrick Ewing was a lifetime Knick.
Yeah.
He spent his whole career at Madison Square Garden.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. He's 7 feet tall. He's a massive human being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he is on a gazillion posters in there. He is the guy. Okay. And every time he walked to a game, apparently. Now, I know it happened once for certain. I don't know if it was every single time, but that's the rumor that I've been reading. He was stopped and asked for identity from security. And he got really ticked off about it after the second time or the first time. And in the press conference, he's like, everyone in this building should damn well know who I am.
Well, I mean,
now here's my thing. All these dudes that were playing basketball at the Division I level are all 6'6 and above. So you're talking about large men.
Yeah.
Black, white, whoever. They're all large men. And they're all forced to wear masks. So it's not totally out of the realm that some security guy that's getting $15 an hour is told, look, we have to be really tight about security. Make sure you get ID and make sure people know, you know, these are the right people that are supposed to be in because of A, security, B, COVID. So all this stuff. And, you know, you see this big dude come in with a huge mask. Show me some ID. I'm Patrick Ewing. Yeah, still, show me some ID. Yeah, whatever. Like, I can totally get it.
I mean, well, that's their job.
I know. But Ewing was all fired up. And like, I sort of get it from his point of view. He was always sort of the second great player, right? Because you had the era of Michael. You know, you had these guys that were considered better than he was. And he was sort of tailing out when Shaq came in, when Shaq Mania came. So he sort of got a chip on his shoulder anyway, even though he's one of the all-time greats, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He holds all the records at Madison Square Garden.
Well, you know what?
His picture's everywhere. And the dude's like, yeah, show me some ID.
Yeah, it sucks that it happened. But guess what? That's their job. If they've been told, I don't care who it is, get ID from every single person that crosses your path, that's what you do.
That's
your job.
I know. It's just a funny little thing all the way around. And I don't think anything's happened to the security guard. I don't think Ewing's that type of guy, but he does have a point. And I think the security guard's got a point. Like you said, it's his job. But it has led to the tweet of the week. And the tweet of the week is from Super 70 Sports. Super 70 Sports tweets, I don't blame Patrick Ewing for being pissed about getting stopped multiple times by security at Madison Square Garden. In MSG's personnel's defense, however, it was difficult to recognize without Michael Jordan dunking over him.
That's a fair point. It's a fair point. Probably do like a cardboard mock-up that he should just hold over his head.
Are you Patrick Ewing? Well, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, that was you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Come on with it, Mr. Ewing.
I didn't recognize you without Michael Jordan's nuts in your face.
That is one of the greatest dunks of all time in NBA history, by the way, where he goes baseline, gets cut off, comes back, and then goes right back baseline again and just absolutely tomahawks it on Ewing's face. And I like Patrick Ewing. I think he's really cool. I'm a big fan, not as big a fan as I am of Michael, but that is one of the most devastating dunks of all time. And LeBron's never done anything like that, so it's just my opinion. Speaking of which, did you hear that LeBron's part owner of the Red Sox now?
Is he really?
Yeah. I don't think he actually personally made the move. I think his financial guys figured out a way where if he's part of FSG, which is a co-owner of another co-owner that also owns the Red Sox, you know. But, yeah, he'll be part owner of the Red Sox.
All right.
And lastly, I guess we have to finish this segment with the stupidity of the new military that's super woke, that definitely has issues with private citizens and will now tweet and make videos attacking private citizens.
Yeah, because that's a good use of your fucking time.
So Tucker Carlson brought up this idea that, you know, the feminization of the military and providing significant options for pregnant women to serve and fight might be a bad idea.
He's not wrong.
Dealing with the Chinese, who are absolutely prepping for bear. And I guess in one of the war game scenarios that the military had been planning, they got their ass beat by the Chinese. So that's what sort of started Tucker talking about this. And of course, he makes these comments. And then a big time general gets on the official military Twitter feed and does a video calling him out and saying he doesn't know what he's talking about, this and that. And then what the hell is going on right now? I mean, I remember when Biden won and then they put up the barriers all around the White House and then they put a whole lockdown on the military and were weeding out those who were Trump supporters. I mean, I remember hearing about all that. I guess we're there.
Yeah.
That was accomplished.
I suppose. I don't know. It's a bunch of bullshit. Yeah. Tucker's not exactly wrong. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of badass women who
absolutely
kick ass in the military. But
I don't know if I'd want a pregnant woman fighting, though.
No.
Like, I don't think I'd want that.
Not at all.
Like, your job
is to take care of the baby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it.
If you want to, you know, pop the kid out, then get back in the fight, then go right ahead and do it.
Well, there's another problem, too, because the military also has halted the gender-neutral combat test, which I guess 65% of the women who were taking it were failing. So, like, you have to be able to do the things that need to be done.
Yeah, you have to have – there are standards. If you don't live up to the standards, that's it. You can't be a part of it.
Yeah.
We're not going to – we shouldn't be lowering our standards for anybody. So – no, fucking idiots.
And then,
you can't hack it. You can't hack it.
And it's also a bad precedence to have the military addressing private citizens. And actually, we saw it just the other day as well. Remember, Senator Green said something about one of the Guam being a foreign territory. And then the military of Guam showed up at her door, like 12 of them. And sort of, it's not good either. You can't have a military of any kind persuading a sitting congresswoman. Like, that's not good either. What the hell is going on right now?
I don't know. It's all a mess.
It's insane. We lost two pretty important people this week. Alonzo Mosley, who was in the movie Alien, and who was also in some other stuff as well, passed away at 81.
Alonzo
I've seen him in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah. He was an alien. He was also in a bunch of us. Midnight Run.
Yeah. No, he was a good actor. Really good actor. 81, passed away.
Yeah, he was a very good actor.
Yeah, he was really good.
So, and who's the other one?
The other one was Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Oh, I know. That sucks.
Yeah, Marvin Hagler. As Eric, you can attest, I'm a huge fan of boxing. And with round one of Hagler-Hearns is one of the greatest boxing rounds of all time. And I was a big fan of Marvin Hagler.
He was one of the greatest.
Oh, absolutely.
He's just absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. And he had 52 knockouts and was champion many times. And he was just a badass. They don't make dudes like that anymore, let me tell you. And the only thing that's sort of weird about Hagler's death is that when he was ill and in the hospital, Tommy Hearns, the guy who he fought in that famous first round, tweeted out that, you know, prayers up for my buddy Marvin, who's struggling from side effects from the COVID vaccine.
Mm.
And now there's this controversy whether the vaccine ended up ending his life. His wife has come out and said that's horseshit. That vaccine had nothing to do with it. So
how much is she getting paid?
I don't know. There's weird stuff everywhere.
I don't know what the cause is. It sucks that he's gone. May he rest in peace. One of the greatest of all time.
So today's Pope Watch, Eric, is all over the place.
Great.
A lot of stuff that is just sort of weird. So let's start with the opener. Archaeologists in Israel have uncovered fragments of a biblical scroll in a cave known as the Cave of Horror, a little bit south of Jerusalem.
Weird. All right.
So you have these tidbits and these little parts of a scroll that they have been able to get some information off of, and they saw that it's dated thousands and thousands of years ago. But the other thing that's sort of weird is that they found all sorts of artifacts in the Cave of Horrors, which it's called that because 40 skeletons were found in there that were ancient. But I guess there's all sorts of other things there that are thousands of years old, but are different time zones of the scrolls. So, for example, if the scrolls were 3,000 years old, they found something else that was 1,000. They found something that was 500. So it turns out that the Cave of Horror might be just a hoarding spot for people. We got to get rid of something. Throw it in the Cave of Horrors.
All right. I don't know why that makes it any less significant that it was someone's hidey hole. They found shit. They stored shit.
It's the first thing that's been found from biblical times in 60 years, they say. I don't know if that's accurate, but that was what the article said. And do you think the Pope should get involved? I mean, we're talking about new information from the Bible.
Possibly. Yeah. We don't know what's on there yet.
We don't. But they do theorize that it's from the book of Zechariah. So,
I mean, we'll see. Maybe. I'm sure he will eventually once they... I mean, I doubt he's going to go in there and shut all this shit down. That's it.
Get out of here. Give me a Zippo.
You know, sending in monk assassins to take out all the expedition people. It's like, we must keep it all a secret. This is I can't read anything on that. How long is, why are we hiding this? Fuck it. Kill them all.
Come on. Light it
quick,
up.
Burn it. Burn the very small amount of.
It could be different. It could be different than what we're preaching. Get it out of here.
So I think that's a the, and that's a. No. That's, I don't know what that is. That could be an of, or it could be a bull masturbating. I don't know.
All right, let's get out of here. It's probably not what we need to do today. So yeah, I mean, the Pope probably won't get involved for a while, as you said. So there's been a highlight of the Pope visit to Iraq. What they're saying is that it brought new light to a land that's devastated by war. They thirst for peace and fraternity. There's that word again, the fratellis.
Fratellis.
Which means fraternity in Latin. And
I don't like it. You gotta, You gotta get the Fratellis out of here.
The way they treat children is really unacceptable.
I don't like it. We got to deal with Robert Davi and Joe Pantaleone's something. Those are the two guys.
Oh, those other guys.
Robert Davi, Joe Pantaleone, or something like that.
I feel like Joe Pesci should have been involved in that. He should have been one of the Fratelli.
Well, I mean, if you can't get Joe Pesci, you get Joe Pantaleone.
Right, that's true. That's true.
Who's still great, by the way.
Oh, he was good.
Yeah, both of them. I like Robert Davi and Joe Pantaleone. Joey Pants.
We'll call, from here on out, the After Root Podcast, he's Joey Pants. If we ever use him again. Let's see. The Vatican refuses to bless gay marriage because they are not capable of blessing a sin. Not a good take for the Vatican. Because, well, there's many reasons. And we were kind of hoping that they wouldn't mind the homosexual
marriage. I'm not sure why anyone is surprised by this.
I know, but at the same point, remember that was one of the things we were hopeful about when Francis took on the mantle.
I knew it was possible. I knew he was more of a left-leaning pope than anyone ever else. But there's still some stuff that's not going to fly.
Yeah, and I'm sure he was overpowered on that. I'm sure we don't know what's in the man's heart. But I would suspect that he would not care, as he was one of the guys that talked about homosexual marriage is not being as much of a big deal. But the Vatican came out with purpose and said, you know, this is not something that we can bless. And of course, Elton John got involved. He's a candle in the wind, Eric.
Of course he is.
But he made a pretty decent point, though, Eric. He's talked about how the Vatican helped fund or invested in his movie Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Which is about him and his current husband, finding happiness together, and
that what they said has nothing to do with gay people finding happiness together.
I know, but what I'm saying is, as I'm finishing this thought, is that they, as producers, they received a portion of the profits of this film, and they have not blessed gay marriage.
A business decision that gave them money. So what?
And
it's a business
decision. Elton John's got a problem with it. That's what I'm trying to get out.
Well, being unable to bless gay marriage is different than supporting gay people to be able to do whatever they want, to be, you know, equal. Unfortunately, they're not able to bless it because in Catholicism,
and it's their rules.
It's the rules.
Yeah, it's the rules, yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're necessarily anti-gay. I mean,
the anti-gay crowd.
Well, I mean, yeah. Look, it shouldn't be a surprise that the Catholic Church can't bless a marriage between gay people. This isn't a surprise. And if you think it is a surprise, you're an idiot.
You just don't know enough about the Catholic religion to even understand.
Or religion in general.
True.
So I don't see it as much of a hypocritical thing to do to fund or to help fund Elton John's movie. Not really. They could be pro-gay in terms of equal rights under the law.
Well, I think you're right. I think
they shouldn't be persecuted, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
They just can't go as far as people think they should.
Right. And I think you're right. I think you nailed it right at the beginning, too, where you said a business decision that helps bring in money. And we're going to learn in a story or two that the Vatican warns it's nearly depleted its reserves from donations and they're at a deficit. They're urging followers to help. You know, money is important and needed for all religious, you know, it's important for everybody, actually. So let's just cut to the chase. But they need it as well. And one would think they wouldn't, because I know there's lots of lots of money that's been given in years past to the Vatican. But point of the story is they made a business decision that benefits them and helped Elton John get his film made. So you can't blast them for that. Elton's upset that they made this stance, but he can't get after him. You know,
like, the stance is the stance they've always had
right
from the beginning.
Right. And Elton John knew that when he took money from them to make his movie. Like a candle in the wind.
That phrasing. There's some phrasing issues there.
Really? Normally, yeah. I'm hip on the phrasing issues, but I sort of missed
should,
that one.
We should probably just refrain from blowing anything. I don't know.
Oh, God. Anywho, lastly, Francis met with the water polo team from Genoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am so excited.
And he urged them to work as a team and to maintain the spirit of amateur sports.
Thanks.
It's a good week for the Pope.
Yeah, it's a fantastic week.
It's a good one. Look, dude, he visited Iraq and he had to deal with all the horribleness that comes with that land.
Let's end it with water polo.
And let's talk to the water polo guys. What are you guys doing? We're about to go play water polo.
Swimming with a ball. Throw it.
Thank you, Your Holiness, for seeing us. Oh, you know what, guys? Keep working together as a team. And you know what? Embrace the spirit of amateur sports.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, thank you, Your Holiness.
That's great.
Now, everyone, get the fuck out of my I got other things I gotta do. Or maybe they share pizza together.
Yeah, who knows?
Never know. Indeed. So I was right, man. Pope Watch is all over the place.
Yeah, it's all.
It's on to the ridiculous, Eric, and I think we have a good crop of stories for us to really work with and dig our hooks in and really have some fun with. Are you excited?
I look forward to it. Yes. That's all I got right now.
I know, but you, I mean, we kind of kidded that you were a vampire, and then you just went right for it.
Yes.
Well, let's start with
The sun's starting to get to me.
I hear. We'll work fast. Luckily, I didn't eat any garlic today, or you'd be toast.
I'd be dead.
So the Biden administration misses its own deadline to issue workplace mask standards.
Brilliant.
So a lot of the do as I say, not as I do shit, as per usual.
Yeah. Rules for thee, not for me. All that kind of hypocritical bullshit. I mean, that the Biden administration is going to be full of that stuff.
Yeah. I think you're right. But I just wanted to lead off with that. So a judge dismisses hundreds of prostitution cases at the Queen's, the DOJ request?
The Department of Justice requested that a bunch of prostitutes be set free?
That's from Queens, New York.
Well, New York's been going through some issues lately.
So the DA was like, hey.
I think maybe they're trying to give.
See all those hookers over there? Get them out of here. They're fine.
You think they might be letting them go? So maybe Cuomo has some women to harass that won't really give a shit?
I don't think it's that at all. I was going with the idea that the DA was like, I know you. Oh, I know you.
I think it's more like,
get them out of here.
I think it's more kind of the opposite. Oh, you know me. Oh, you know me. Damn it.
Get them out of here. They're all free to go. Come on. Get it out of there. Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of prostitutes. You're out. You're fine.
Man, if there's not enough Johns to go around, these Berkeley, they're going to have to go to the Vatican and, seek help from the Pope because they don't have any clients.
Well, that's true. He has done that in the past. But those were for transgender people, not necessarily women, but
biological women can go fuck themselves.
It's not our time to be biological.
No, it's really not.
Not our time. So Bill Burr, comedian, he was accused of being a racist.
Of course he was.
Because he married his black wife.
Okay, that's a new one.
So yeah, now the Bill Burr story, I'm going to give you tidbits. I don't know all of it. I guess he was asked to be one of the presenters at the Grammys.
I saw that. Yeah, he was throwing out rather...
And he was being him.
He was being Bill Burr. Yeah. He threw out a feminist joke, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah, he was being him. And that all hell broke loose. People started getting after him. And then suddenly this one guy's like, yeah, you might marry a black person, but really you're a racist because, you know, you're using her as a sex slave. And I don't know, man. Like, that's beyond the pale. I mean, come on. That's his wife.
Just because you own a minority sex slave doesn't mean you're not a racist. I was like, dude,
that's
a little harsh.
That's his wife. That's rough. That, you know.
I love her response.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Bitch, shut the hell up.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's rough. I mean, is that where we're at? That even those that are.
I don't even know who that guy is. I was just
truly colorblind, or well, I know that. I mean, it's an assault on anybody who thinks color. Because I was always taught, especially in the sports world, like it didn't matter. It was a meritocracy. It didn't matter what you looked like. If you could play, you were in. And you know, so they taught us to be colorblind because at the end of the day, it didn't matter what your skin color was. It didn't matter what religion you followed. It mattered if you could play the game and help us win. And that's sort of That's how I grew up, because I was an athlete and I went on to be a collegiate athlete and I had an opportunity to be a professional athlete. So that's sort of how I viewed it all. But even now, meritocracy is pooed on. It's all group politics. And if you're not in the right group and you're not the right victim, you don't get anything. And then those that are trained like myself and others to be colorblind, like that's considered bad somehow.
Yeah, it's like I don't see color. I'm blind to color because, like you say, it's a meritocracy. But no, if you say that, it's you're not respecting other people's cultures, which makes you even more of a bigot. Oh, and it's just like, oh, you guys are morons.
I don't know how people survive this. Like, I don't understand. I mean, I talked about it a little bit in the last podcast where if you're seeing only groups, then you don't have any empathy for the individual, and groups can be brought into your mindset to be evil, and then you treat them inhumane instead of understanding that every individual has their own choices and their own merit. And you make your decisions based on that stuff as opposed to colors or religions or groups. So I don't know. It's rough. It's a rough time right now for that.
Yeah.
Let's pivot to Elliot Page. We love Elliot Page here at the Empty Room Podcast.
I'm not a fan, but go ahead.
Well, I am because I loved her in The Umbrella Factory.
Him, dumbass.
Sorry, him.
Not that I really give a shit, but go ahead.
But you're right, him. Well, Elliot Page has had breast removal surgery. So now.
She didn't have much to begin with.
Fair.
Oh, I'm sorry, he.
Yeah, man. Get your shit together over there.
Well, I also said I don't give a shit.
Now, look, the only reason I even care about this is that this is another personal move by Elliot Page that if this makes him happy, God bless, but you're ruining the chances of returning to the Umbrella Factory, which I like. No, it's not Umbrella Factory. It's Umbrella Academy. God damn it.
It's all right. It's all right. It's fine. No, I mean, she's doing.
He
is doing. Fuck it. I don't care. Shim,
Herm,
it. I don't give a fuck.
But I like her in the Umbrella Academy. I want more stories.
It's not gonna fucking happen anymore.
Oh man, damn it! It's not that. If you think about the access we have to content in this country now, there's not that many good TV shows out there. There's tons of them out there, but there's not many good ones. And the Umbrella Academy was a good one. And now it's not gonna happen. The third season's not gonna go. And I'm mad at Elliot Page.
Do they need Elliot Page?
Yes, she's a vital person in that whole thing.
Can they recast it?
I don't know. That's terrible. Are we talking like Valerie's Family, where Valerie left and got hit by a car, and then they brought in Sandy Duncan to play Valerie instead of Valerie Harper?
Wow, you're old.
That moment stuck in my head when I was a kid. Like, because our mother was like, ah. It's
well, no, I'm talking about someone to play the same character, not kill off the character and get a new one.
Well, you can't. You can't kill off the character.
Why not?
So, because it's a character's of vital importance. It would have to be a switcheroo. Well,
I know.
It wouldn't be Valerie's Family. It would be more like changing Aunt Viv in
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's a slightly less old
And that reference. Didn't work either. Everyone liked the old Aunt Viv. Instead, the new
I didn't care either way. I liked it before and I liked it after.
I liked the old Aunt Viv. I didn't like the new Aunt Viv. Yeah. Didn't seem right. You can't give a switcheroo.
Gives a shit. I don't give a shit. Unless it's such a fundamental change in all aspects. I thought the new Aunt Viv was just as good of an actress as the old one. So
yeah, but you can also get ones where it doesn't work. I mean, we all remember.
Sure.
We all remember what happened that one time when they changed the stunt cock to a totally different.
Yeah.
You got a problem with this? Nope. All right then.
Yeah, I guess.
So let's move on, shall we?
All right. We're done talking about a titless Elliot.
No. What? Jeez, that sounds terrible.
What? She got her tits removed. He. Fuck.
God damn it. Will you get your shit together over there?
All right.
Ugh. God. So how about this? A man was arrested for screaming stonks outside of a GameStop high in PCP for 36 hours. I have so many questions about this one.
What did he say?
Well, a stonk. Yeah. Is a stock that continues to go up, never goes down. That's the theory. Mm-hmm. It was sort of coined by, at least I learned it from David Portnoy, who does a lot of day trading and whatnot. He calls himself Day Trading Dave. And so stonks are getting involved, buying a stock that always goes up. And GameStop was one of those. If you remember the controversy a while back with GameStop. So this guy is yelling stonks at the top of his lungs. For 36 hours straight, high on PCP when they finally arrested him. Now, here's my question. Why did it take 36 hours to arrest him if he's just yelling stonks over and over again outside of a GameStop?
Because it's his right to do so. He's in a public place.
High on PCP.
Well, I mean, that probably came later in terms of finding out that. Although you could probably...
Well, isn't he scaring away customers? Like, I wouldn't want to walk by a guy that's yelling stonks at the top of his lungs.
Well, you don't know that they didn't call the police before, and the police were like, well, there's not really much we can do. We can tell him to piss off, but he's probably going to come back. And then, you know, he probably did something at that 36-hour mark that warranted him being arrested. And it wasn't just saying stonks at the top of his lungs. I mean, he probably accosted somebody. He probably, you know.
Somebody was like, look, said, will you shut up? GameStop is a terrible stock. You motherfucker.
I mean, they probably called the cops on him again. The cops came up and you know, he might have done something stupid and put a hand on one of them or whatever and got arrested. He was outside yelling stonks. There's not much you can do about it. It's annoying. There's not much you can do about it. Was he, did he frighten away potential... clientele, maybe, but so what? It's not really much you can do.
Well,
he got arrested eventually and now he's gone. Now you won't have a guy yelling stonks outside your store. 36 hours.
36 hours is a long time.
Hey,
how is he able to keep it up?
You have to admire his passion.
How was he able to keep it up for that long? Did he tear his vocal cords?
I mean, it was the drugs, obviously. Jeez.
Oh, man.
You say he was on PCP, right?
Yep, PCP.
Yeah. That's definitely why he was able to do it for 36 hours straight.
Isn't that what they gave the Nazis when they were invading France? They were taking PCP?
I don't really know. I just know PCP is...
Probably it was uppers.
It's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, uppers or something.
Oh, it makes you feel no pain. Oh, you don't feel pain. You just rate... That's why, like, you know,
I think they gave it to the Nazis soldiers when they remember when the French quit. Remember, you know, when that first when that battle occurred and the French were like, "Yeah, we're done." It was like they were
2 days.
They were hit and bombarded by these Germans who were on PCP and couldn't feel anything and were just wouldn't sleep and just kept attacking. And the French were like, "Yep."
Belgium lasted 8 weeks. Poland lasted 6 months. France, 2 days. I don't care what drugs they were on. 2 days?
That famous phone call from Churchill. You got to keep fighting. Yeah, we're out.
What?
What? Oh, boy. Let's talk about a psychopath mother, shall we?
All right.
A psychopath mom made deep fake nudes of daughter's cheerleading rivals to try to get them kicked off the team.
Fuck.
That's harsh.
That is really harsh.
That's not cool.
Technically, it's not illegal.
Well, she was arrested.
I don't see how that would be illegal because it's not really them.
Yeah, but their face is still on there.
I suppose.
You know, like it's still their likeness.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
so, and rightfully so, she should be arrested.
Well, I think so, yeah. That's
terrible.
I don't know. The deep fake thing is a little, it's still too new and too weird to know where it's going to stand. And then that shit's going to be dangerous to, I mean, it's already dangerous. Jesus. Like,
we're already in a situation where it's hard to know what's true and what's false anyway. And then you have that type of stuff. Forget about it. There was a thing that went viral 2 weeks ago where some dude deep faked Tom Cruise's face onto himself and had him hitting golf balls, teeing off. And dude, you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell the difference. You wouldn't know. Everyone thought that was Tom Cruise. Like, that's a dangerous, dangerous thing that can be done. And yeah, not good. So how about this Russian Star Wars fan? This dude in Siberia built the Mandalorian spaceship in Siberia.
Oh, which one? Are we talking about?
The one Mando drives.
Oh, okay. Right. So not Slave One.
No, not Slave One.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, I mean, Slave One is in the Mandalorian series.
It's true. It's true.
And the Razor Crest is no longer in the series because it got destroyed.
It was blown up. But it lives on in Siberia.
Great.
And he actually, I guess he did a real nice job. It's a full life-size replica. And now people come to see it.
Really? You're going to go to Siberia just to see a ship
that doesn't
work?
Star Wars fans are crazy.
Well,
This is the way. So NASA, speaking of space travel, NASA and other planetary space organizations are planning on putting a Noah's Ark on the moon filled with sperm, eggs, spores, and seeds in case we blow ourselves up.
You know the moon's not that far away from us, right? If we blow ourselves up, the moon's getting caught in it. In any case, you're going to put a wooden ship.
No, no, no. It'll be
on the moon.
No, 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 no. Not, no, 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 no.
40 cubits by 80 cubits.
No, it's a.
By 90 cubits.
It's a proverbial Noah's Ark. It's not actually.
Made of wood.
No, no, no. It's going to be a space station.
Two of each animal. I don't know how they're going to survive on the moon.
No, I don't think they are. I think we're all. Eric, first off, here's. It's a
wooden ship.
No, it's not going to be a wooden ship.
On the moon.
No, it's going to be.
Don't get me wrong. It would look cool.
Right next to the whale that's on the moon?
Yeah, apparently. But it's just like this wooden ship.
No. It's going to be a metal structure on the moon with lots of jizz in it. Now, Eric, are you going to fill a cup for the space station?
You know what? Sure. Why not? Not like it's ever going to make a fucking difference.
That's funny. You know who Sadiq Khan is?
Sadiq Khan. That's a familiar name. Why do I know that name?
He's the mayor of London.
Oh, right. He's a douche.
Well, he has just admitted that the streets of London are not safe for women and girls.
No shit.
He's been mayor of London for 5 years and he's totally fucked that place
up. You are a fucking moron.
Well done, sir. Well done. Oh my gosh. Yuck.
Just so you guys know, streets of London aren't really that safe for women and children.
Yeah, no shit, asshole. Guess whose fault that is? Yours? Yours. It's yours fault. It's your fault.
But let's talk about more incompetent politicians. How about Ted Wheeler out of Portland, who has decided that he needs to fund the police again after his whole presence in Portland about defunding the police and homicides have gone up 2,000% since that decision. So now he would like to fund the police again.
I'm so sorry. I'm an asshole. I don't, too much soy, I guess. I don't know.
God. Pathetic.
The best part of that whole thing when that happened was when he walked out into the Antifa Black Lives Matter crowd and they booed him. He's like, no, I'm one of you. And they're like, no, fuck
off, you suck, get out of here.
And then they went to his house and he had to move. And I mean, he's just such a pathetic loser. And yeah, so now he wants to fund the police again. Jeez, what a mess. Like you said, everything's
say,
a mess.
Police should just say, go fuck yourself.
They really should.
Yeah.
They really should.
It's like, you brought this on yourself. We're done. Have a good.
Enjoy. Enjoy relocating every 5 months. So, Eric, Air Force One has its own military base. Did you know that?
I did.
And apparently there was an intruder walking around for hours on end. And no one did a damn thing. Until finally one guy looked at the guy, recognized that he was wearing pink Mickey Mouse ears and said, hey, wait a minute. You don't belong here. Stop right there.
Well, the current state of the military, you don't want to, you know, jump right to conclusions. Pink Mickey Mouse ears, that could be, you know, new headgear.
It could have been a Barstool Sports story that is true. And the article was written, was wicked funny, because he was talking about how everyone in Air Force military base should be fired except for the one guy who was like, hey, wait a minute, pink Mickey Mouse ears? There's something wrong with it.
That's right.
And now that guy should be running the NSA. Because apparently no one else has the balls to make the call that needs to happen. It's an amazing story. And again, credit to Barstool Sports.
Why was the guy there?
We don't know. He's being interrogated.
Now?
Now. Okay. So we don't know. But, yeah, there's that. And lastly, Eric, California now has a school curriculum that celebrates an Aztec god that is known for human sacrifice. And this is what those kids are going to be learning. Praying to Aztec gods.
Well, that's two different things. Are they learning about it or are they praying to it?
I think they're praying to it.
What the fuck is that?
Well, you know, human sacrifice, Eric, has been a long time on our tradition in the world.
Well, can we start with the people in California?
Well, I don't know if we can do that, but yeah.
I think we should. I think we should.
I think it's a bad idea to celebrate murder. Like, maybe that's just me, but human sacrifice is murder. I would guess, and I don't know anybody who's been human sacrificed, but I would suggest that 90% of the people, at least, who were sacrificed, didn't want to be sacrificed. I'm going to go that far. 90%. I might be a little low on the number, actually.
Well, you know, I mean, sacrifices are sacrifices. It's not like they really have a choice.
You know.
I mean, come on.
Some people are true believers, I guess, that 10%.
You have to, you know, take one for the team, man. Don't be so selfish. And that's what we're going to do. But we're starting with everyone in California.
Oh, my gosh.
Because apparently that's what they want to do.
Why is this world falling apart? I mean, why is our country absolutely falling apart? Because of these stupid ideas. They're so stupid.
It's the left, man.
Oh,
just
man.
Look at whatever. Just look at everything the left stands for, and you have your exact reason why this country and this society in general is going to hell. Congratulations, leftists. You can sit on my dick and spin.
That's disgusting. No, sir. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard to come back from all this. It's going to be really hard. After that ridiculous, I feel like we need hope. I feel like we need hope, and I have a hopeful story for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one is, let's see, it's by Barstool, which I love Barstool. I'm sorry.
Apparently so.
Yeah, I love what they do. This guy, the article is written by Nate. I don't know Anything else? Just Nate.
Great.
Okay. And it talks about two tweets, one that happened on March 11th and one that happened shortly after that one on March 11th. The first one is, tonight President Biden will announce that he is directing states to make all adult Americans eligible for the vaccine no later than May 1st, per senior administration officials. A key step in what Biden will say is the goal to get anything close, getting things closer to normal by July 4th. That was at 6:30 p.m. At 7 o'clock p.m., this tweet followed by a different person. It's happening. Host is escorting a couple out of a Soho restaurant for bathroom shenanigans. They met outside an hour ago. So Nate writes, those are probably the greatest back-to-back tweets I've ever seen in my life. First, we find out that we're all going to be microchipped by the end of the summer. And then we learn people are already back to fucking strangers in bathrooms. It's beautiful. I didn't think we'd be back to fucking in Soho bathrooms until at least Memorial Day. But boy, how wrong I was. I guess that's the resilience of New Yorkers they always talk about.
That's remarkable.
So there's hope, Eric.
Oh, yeah. There's
hope on
hope.
The horizon.
Yep.
Hope springs eternal. And we can get back
to fucking in bathrooms.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with fucking in bathrooms.
I believe there's probably a lot wrong with fucking in bathrooms.
So we're gonna try a different question to ponder. The last two questions to ponder have been serious as a coffin nail. This time we're gonna go a totally different direction, Eric, and talk movies.
Yeah, all right.
I want to know the best movies for every sport.
Ooh, all right.
All right, so I have a list of how many sports I got here. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and a bonus 11. And you.
There aren't that many sports.
And you and I have to give our best movies.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one, pretty easy one. Baseball, best movie.
Across all genres, right?
Baseball, yeah.
No, I mean across all thematic genres.
Yes. What is the best baseball movie? I know my pick.
I think I'll have to go with The Natural.
That's a good one. I wasn't going to go with that one. But you're right. That's a hell of a movie. Especially when he hits the home run at the end and hits the lights in the stadium. And that's a tearjerker. I like Major League.
Major League is a fantastic movie.
Major League and Bull Durham are the top two, and then I forgot about The Natural, so I would say top three, but Major League is a great one. I mean, you can't beat the manager of the Cleveland Indians.
No, he's awesome. How would you like to manage the Indians this year? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
I got a guy over here who wants some tires. I'll have to get back to you. Willie Mays Hayes and Rick Vaughn and Pedro Serrano.
The cast alone was fantastic.
Yeah. Tom Berenger in a great role.
Yep. Wesley Snipes.
It was Willie Mays Hayes.
Yep. Anyway, next.
All right, so that's baseball. So do you sort of agree or?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to change my pick, but I agree that that the Major League is a great baseball movie.
Basketball.
Hoosiers.
Yeah, Hoosiers. Hoosiers is the best basketball.
Yeah, it's
when the coach is in the – Gene Hackman is the head coach, and he's in the huddle setting up the play for the very end, and Jimmy Chipwood says, no, give it to me. I'll make it. That's the moment, man.
Yep.
And he drills it to win. Wonderful stuff. It's a great one. Any secondaries, you think? But really, Hoosiers, it's all I got.
No, I mean, I can't even think of another – I think it's Coach Carter is another basketball movie.
Yeah.
But who gives a shit? Hoosiers is best.
Hoosiers is the one. How about football?
That's a rough one.
I already have my pick. I think you know it.
I think I know it too. It's probably going to be mine too. Yeah, The Replacements. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, The Replacements.
The Replacements.
That's the bomb.
Shane Footsteps Falco.
Footsteps Falco.
Played by Keanu Reeves. It's a great movie. It's a great, fantastic movie.
And also, don't forget that Gene Hackman was in The Replacements as well.
True. So he was the coach.
He's in two coaching roles for Gene Hackman. He's quite good at it.
Yeah.
Quite good. How about boxing?
Boxing. Ooh, I can't even think of a boxing movie.
Yes, you can. You haven't zoned in yet. Once you zone in, you got it. I'll give you a hint. Boxing. Although this isn't the one I would choose.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, there's Rocky.
Rocky's a big boxing. I mean,
yeah, I would say the first Rocky movie.
I'm going Rocky IV.
You're an idiot.
No way, Rocky IV. I must break you.
No, the first Rocky movie is the greatest boxing movie of all time.
Is by far better. I mean, he's
followed closely by Rocky II.
Fought Rocky IV. No, no way.
Then you have Rocky IV in third.
No way.
Rocky Balboa in fourth.
I'll take Rocky III over Rocky II. Thunderlips, the ultimate male. And
why? Rocky II is the continuation of Rocky I. It's basically just one movie split into two parts.
I have Rocky IV is the top one. And then,
no, it isn't.
Have you seen the new?
No, it isn't.
Have you seen the new Creed movies?
I saw the first Creed movie.
Yeah, so
I mean, haven't seen the second one. There is
Rocky IV,
Rocky I, Rocky II, Rocky IV. No, Rocky Balboa, then Rocky IV. Then
you're out of your mind. Why do you Rocky IV so low? I must break you.
Well, I liked Rocky Balboa better.
Oh well.
I thought it was
agree to disagree.
I thought it was a better. I thought it was a nicer, well-rounded story than IV was. Rocky III was awful.
Rocky V was worse.
Rocky V was worse. So yeah, it's like 1, 2, Balboa, 4.
What was
3,
that?
5.
What was that one? What was that one boxing movie with? Adam, I can't think of his name. He's a podcaster, and he was with Dr. Drew for a while.
Oh, Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla did a boxing.
I don't
movie.
Know if he did.
It was a good one. It was a good one because it was him as this washed up boxer who had a mean left hook. Like could just put people away with a left hook, and he somehow gets encouraged to get back in the ring for some cause. And he ends up, you know, doing well and ends up winning. But it's a good little movie. Mm. But, yeah.
I have not seen it.
Yeah, so. You should see it. It's a good one. Rocky IV.
Rocky IV. Thanks.
How about mixed martial arts?
Here Comes the Boom.
Here Comes the Boom is a great flick.
It's a great movie.
I love that movie so much.
It's so much fun.
That is a gem that no one knows about, and it's so good. Kevin James at his best. Karate.
Well, it's the Karate Kid.
It is the original Karate Kid.
The original Karate Kid.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
By far. Wax on, wax off.
Can we get back to actual sports?
Those are actual sports.
No, they are actual sports. I mean, like.
How about soccer?
Ah, fuck soccer.
No, you got it. Soccer's
a
sport.
No, I don't know.
It's one of the. It is the most played sport in the world.
We've gone through two of the four major sports in the USA.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, you're going. You suck.
Soccer.
Anyway, soccer. I don't know any soccer movies.
Well, there was Bend It Like Beckham, which
I never saw. I've never seen a soccer movie, therefore I don't give a shit.
But all right, well then the one that I like the best, okay, is one. It's a British one, and it's basically The Longest Yard with soccer, and it has Bullet Tooth Tony in it.
Okay,
it's really good. That's the one you got to see. That's the best.
I will not see it.
Okay, how about volleyball?
No.
No.
I have not seen nor will I see any volleyball movies. I don't give a shit.
Oh, well, Side Out's probably the best one.
Don't care.
Okay. All right. How about skateboarding?
What the fuck are we talking about?
These I told you all these sports. I had 11.
Some of these things are hobbies.
Well, skateboard is, I mean, all these things are considered professional sports.
Gleaming the Cube.
That's right. Gleaming the Cube.
Yes.
I love Gleaming the Christian Slater. Put him on the map. It's a great one. How about chess?
Finding Bobby Fischer.
Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Yeah, whatever it is.
That's a good one, too. Yep, I was going with that as well. Golf.
I don't think there's another chess movie out there.
There's must be some. How about Golf?
Golf movie. You know what? Jeez, that's a hard one because it comes down to two, really.
Right.
It comes down between Happy Gilmore and Tin Cup.
That's right. It's a tough one.
Well, it is a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's brutal because those are the top two.
Yeah.
And they are very good.
Shit. Yep. You know, I think I have to go. Oh, geez, no. Wow, that is tough.
Yeah. What's the memorable scene from each for you?
Oh, there's too many. There's a lot to mention in.
Well, for Tin Cup, it's Cheech Marin yelling at him. It's our last fucking ball.
Well, there's two in particular for me. The last scene with Cheech Marin saying "Stop fucking around."
Yep.
And when Kevin Costner's character plays an entire round of golf with like gardening equipment, including a shovel, and he kind of uses a stick as a pull cue to putt. That was great.
Or when he has that driving challenge with the other guy, and the guy hits it down the road, mm-hmm. and just keeps going.
Yeah.
He didn't say which direction I headed.
Jeez. I mean, it's so close. It is so close. You can go one day, the other the next day. I think today I'm going to go with Happy Gilmore. And that could change in like an hour because they're both so close.
And what's your memorable scene from Happy?
Oh, geez. You remember the alligator that got your hand? Well, I got his head. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No! You're in my world now, Granny.
We're good for Happy Gilmore. Oh, my God!
Shoot him again.
Look at the size of that monster.
How about figure?
He got some good shots in, but I still believe I won the fight. He's like a traction in the hospital.
How about figure skating?
I know which one yours is.
Blades of Glory.
Yeah, obviously that's yours. Obviously Blades of Glory is yours.
I love Blades of Glory. Oh, that's another basketball. Remember we couldn't think of basketball? There's the basketball one with Will Ferrell as well.
Yeah, it wasn't a good movie.
No, I liked it.
Well, not surprised. Oh, shit. Blades of Glory was good. I don't know. I can't remember the name of the one where the hockey player becomes the...
Oh, yeah, I remember
becomes
that.
Becomes a figure skater. Paris figure skater.
Yeah.
That's the first one, because they made like two or three of those.
So is there any sport I missed?
You're an idiot.
What?
No. You know what?
Wrestling?
You've annoyed me with this so much
wrestling?
That I just want to stop.
What about wrestling?
We don't have to do... We don't have to do, hockey or
what would
you,
be hockey?
You did football, you did baseball,
yeah.
So you got three out of the four. You didn't do hockey.
I missed hockey.
How can you miss hockey but get volleyball?
Well, because you know exactly the answer to that question.
Well, yeah, because you're a fucking loser.
So what would you do for hockey?
Hockey, well, probably Slapshot.
with the Hanson brothers.
Yeah, Slapshot. But you know what?
She's a lesbian.
You shouldn't turn your back on the Mighty Ducks because that was actually a solid movie.
And then you get the ones that are more sentimental, like the
Miracle.
That's what I was trying to spit out.
Yeah. Anyway. What was the other one you did? What was your list?
Football, baseball. Basketball, boxing, mixed martial arts, karate, soccer, volleyball, skateboarding, chess, golf, and figure skating.
Okay. You're an idiot.
And I forgot hockey.
You forgot hockey.
Well, you know, it didn't reach the top to me because I wasn't thinking about it, but... You're right. There's some great hockey movies. I apologize to our Canadian brothers up at top. And I don't think there's anything else, is there?
Well, gee, why didn't you bring up badminton? Gosh, hockey doesn't matter, but badminton. Come on. Such a
So anyway, it's been the Empty Room Podcast, episode 65. You can check us out at theemptyroompodcast.com, and you can send your emails to emptyroompodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll keep on rocking as long as they let us. Right, Eric?
Sure.
And Rocky IV. Yeah, Rocky IV.
You're an idiot.